now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Well, I think a lot of people consider a big three at the wide receiver position. Maybe not. Let's talk about wide receiver tiers right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Adam Azer and Heath Cummings here, breaking it down. You do not have three wide receivers in the first tier. You only have two. No Ja'Marr Chase.
So just as you were saying about my running back tiers, I have too many tiers. I should have fewer tiers here. No, it's like the main difference is that I have Jefferson and Kupp. Well, I don't have them for the same number of targets, but Jefferson and Kupp projected for 22 or more targets than Chase. Chase has got a little more sharing than he needs to do, and he's on an offense that I project to be lower pass volume. And we've already talked about the fact that the five plays of 50 plus yards are probably not happening again this year. So he's just a little bit behind those guys. Still a good first round pick.
And he's in tier two with Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, and DJ Moore. That is the shocker there. DJ Moore, tier two. That's ahead of Mike Evans, Keenan Allen, Deebo Samuel, CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, etc.
Yeah, I talked last week about it, but I think DJ Moore is a special wide receiver. Baker Mayfield's not a special quarterback, but he's going to look pretty special to DJ Moore. He's thrown touchdowns at about twice the rate that the Panthers did last year. And I project the Panthers to throw 11 more touchdown passes than they have in any season over the past three seasons, which leads to DJ Moore finally being a wide receiver one.
But that leads to him catching like 7 touchdowns?
I have him projected for exactly 7 touchdowns.
And that really gets him into the top 6 at the position?
I have him... I've got him at 97 catches for 1,400 yards and 7 touchdowns.
Okay. Tier 3, Brandon Cooks, who obviously Heath is higher on than most people. Keenan Allen, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Deebo Samuel, CeeDee Lamb, and Tyreek Hill. I want to ask you about Godwin in there. And Evans, I guess. But, you know, can they both be in there? What do you think?
Though they can definitely both be in there. Godwin is, and I just took him, I think, at round 7 in the Scott Fishbowl, and it was a higher than where he's going right now. The script has flipped, even though we had a report like 4 days ago from Schefter that the Bucks are hopeful that he can be ready for week one. I'm kind of projecting it as a, I don't think he's starting on the pup, but I'm not quite saying he's ready for week one. But yeah, like even if you miss 3 or 4 weeks from Chris Godwin, if he's a top 8 wide receiver the rest of the season, then he probably belongs here.
Tier 4 is interesting. Tell me how much conviction you have in drafting these guys. They're round 3 players, and you know, you're debating versus Saquon, versus Montgomery, maybe Zeke, maybe Kyle Pitts, maybe a quarterback. Michael Pittman, A.J. Brown, and T. Higgins. This is your fourth tier. Pittman, A.J. Brown, Higgins.
Yeah, I think I feel the best about Pittman, and their floor puts them in the same range for me as like Lamb and Tyreek now that he doesn't have Mahomes and Deebo, but I don't know that I really believe they could be top 5 wide receivers this year, and I do believe that of the guys ahead of them. So it's more of a difference. Now, Higgins could be if something happened to Chase, obviously, but A.J. Brown in what's going to be a pretty run-heavy offense still, I project. Michael Pittman in what's a pretty heavy run offense in Indianapolis. I think these are guys who are more likely to be low-end number 1 wide receivers or high-end number 2s.
Tier 5, Deontay Johnson, Terry McLaurin, Jalen Waddle, Mike Williams, Darnell Mooney, and Cortland Sutton. Deontay Johnson, Terry McLaurin, Jalen Waddle, Mike Williams, Darnell Mooney, and Cortland Sutton. What separates these guys from, you know, Adam Thielen, Michael Thomas, DK Metcalf, Rashad Bateman, Allen Robinson, just some of the names that are not in Tier 5?
Yeah, it's a variety of things, but I mean, mostly it's upside. Deontay Johnson's shown us the ability to earn 10 targets per game. Terry McLaurin is a special talent. Jalen Waddle has that connection with Tua and just had an amazing rookie year. I just think this group has more upside, especially if Mike Williams could take over as the true number one for the Chargers.
All right, that is Fantasy Football Today in 5, and those are the first 5 wide receiver tiers for Heath Cummings. You'll hear more about them on our Tuesday night show, actually, which was originally scheduled for Wednesday. Heath and Jacob Gibbs will break down the wide receiver tiers. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll talk to you later.